Shalom Rach Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishran Simin Yud Beis. We are in Sif Aleph by Sif Katin Ches, share number 41. What we're going to do is first read from the beginning of Sif Aleph, and then pick up from Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is a different approach to what the first part of the Sif is referring to. The Mechaber tells us in Simin Yud Beis, once again starting from the beginning of Sif Aleph, discussing the halachas if your tzitzis rip. If all of your tzitzis rip on one side of the eight strings, you have four on one side and four on the other side, and you have enough string that's remaining, enough tzitzis of kidei anivas kol achutim, the ability to bend them over to make a bow. And we had mentioned that how much material is kidei aniva, so we said it's around two thumb knuckles. If you have around two thumb knuckles of string remaining, so we said it's kosher. But if you don't have kedei aniva, continues the Ramah, he says, peirush v'yikrusu es achoshin targum v'yanvun, to make a bow. Afilu b'chut echad, shenifsa kula is possible. So if you don't have a complete tzitzis, a complete string of kedei aniva, so then it's possible. Hilkoch, therefore, shekol echad is kofel shnayim. We know that of the four strings, it's folded over, it's eight. Four on one side, four on the other side. Im nisaku shnei roshim is possible. So if two ends, two complete ends, are all the way less than kedei aniva, then it's possible. Your tzitzis are possible. Why? Shema nisak chut echad. Because maybe both ends are the same string, and you have less than kedei aniva, less than two gudlun, less than two thumb knuckles of the ability of the string to make a bow. You don't have that. Therefore, it's possible because maybe it's the same string. Says the Mechaber this, that we are precise to make sure when you make the tzitzis, that we make a simin. We make like a bow, you like a slip knot, into one side of the four tzitzis, of the four strings. Lost a simin ba'arba rashim, on four sides of the strings, and therefore four strings will always be on one side of the knot, and there will be four strings on the other side of the kesher of the knot. So then, if you have two ends that will rip on once on either side of the kesher, so it's going to be kosher. Why? Because we know they're definitely two different strings. And then you have more than kedei aniva on the other side. Okay, so even if you have kedei aniva, less than kedei aniva on one side, you definitely have more than kedei aniva on the other side, and then your tzitzis are still kosher. Now we start Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, on the top of the page, Rabbeinu Tam says, your tzitzis will only be kosher if you have two complete shnei chutim shleimin, two complete chutim, two complete strings. Dahainu, how long do they have to be? Arba roshim, four ends, shekol echad miha roshim, aruch yud beis gudlim. It has to be at least 12 gudlim. Oz machshim kishenisuku ha-shnei chutim, achirim, in nishtayir b'em kedi aniva. Then, if you have two strings that rip on the other side, you're okay, just as long as you have Yud Beis Gudlim, the length of Yud Beis Gudlim. Aval im nisuku shloisha chutin, but if you have three strings, three tzitzis that rip, aval pish nishtayir b'hem kedei aniva, even though you have kedei aniva, it's psulim. It's possible. Says the Mishra Sif Katin Ches, taimoi, the reason for Rabbeinu Tam, that you need to have specifically two, you have to have at least two gudlim, two strings that are 12, Yud Beis Gudlim, that are 12 gudlim, time of the shnei chutim shehem dalid anu noisim b'makom nechilas to shnei chutim shehem dalid anu noisim b'makom lofen. Tzarech ha-kopan ishiya min echad sholim. So the story is as follows. We don't have tchilas b'zman hazeh. They used to put two strings of tchilas and two strings of lofen. So the Mishru is explaining that we have to put, we have to have at least two shleimim. There was two lofen and there was two tchilas. So nowadays we have four lofen. So it has to be at least two of the four, says Rabbeinu Tam, are shleimim, are totally complete, which is Yud Beis Gudlim. Four lines down in the Mechaber, where he says, That being the case, kishenechdechu shloisha roshim, when three ends of the tzitzis are writ.
If you weren't careful to make sure that you make, let's say, a slip knot on one side of the four strings when you start making the tzitzis, if you weren't careful,
we're concerned if you have three strings that are ripped, we're concerned maybe it's all from a different tzitzis. So if you have three strings that are ripped, you only have one string, one tzitzis, that's shalim. Hilkoch misveik is possible. Because of this doubt, it's going to be possible. But if you only have two ends that are ripped, two ends that are cut, if you have kedei aniva, then it's going to be kosher. If you have to get the kedei aniva, it's going to be kosher. If a halacha kisvar rishayna, the halacha is like, says the mechaber, like the first opinion, not like Rabbeinu Tam. However, when it's possible to be machmer and to be concerned of the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, then says the mechaber, you do want to take that into account. Let's see over here the Mishnah Rura. Sev katan tes im loy dikdek kosher the ha. Even more so if you were precise. In other words, if you know exactly the svar is backwards. What do you mean if you know that if you weren't precise that you have three that are ripped? If you made sure to make sure that there's four on one side that are strings, and then the four on the other side are the same continuation, so if three ripped, you know for sure you definitely have three psulim strings. That's the kasha. The ha kosher kenu. As the Rama will say afterwards. So what's the answer? Why is he saying im loy diktek? So the Mishmur says v'yesh loymer de nakad loy diktek mishum sefer demsayim. The reason why he says im loy diktek is more because of the way he concludes the words of the mechaber. The way he says that if you were not diktek, if you're not precise, efshe shekasha could be that it's kasha. So many times you find the same approach by Mishnayos, that sometimes the end of a Mishnah or the beginning of a Mishnah has to work together. The Tanoim, in that case, they wanted to make sure it works together with the Reish and the Seifa. So too over here, the Mechaber is taking that same approach, even though the wording of Imloy Diktek is really not so precise. However, says the Mishnah further, Aval Imloy Nechtechu Elu Shnei Roshim Dimachshirinon Bichdei Anifa. But if you only have two ends that were cut, two ends that were ripped, and you have still kedei aniva, it's going to be kosher. Dezel dafka b'loy diktik. That's only if you were not midaktik. Aval im diktik. But if you were midaktik, to make sure that four ends are on one side and four ends on the other side, im nechtechu shnei roshim mitzad echad kosher afilu loy nishtar kedei aniva, then even if you don't have kedei aniva, it's still going to be kosher. Why? The ha nishtar mikol echad rosh hasheni, because you have the total complete end on the other side of the knot. But if you have two ends on each side of the knot that are ripped, and if you don't have kedei aniva, the concern is it's the same string, and then therefore mitam safi, because of a doubt, we have to say it's possible. Sif katan yod. If you have kedei aniva, it's going to be kosher. Rotzal leimer afilu im hoya hashir kedei aniva rak be'echad mihen. Even if you only have on one side of the string kedei aniva, it's still going to be kosher. The mechaber says v'halacha kisvar rishoino, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Says the mishmar sef katnir aleph poshet demutu levarich aleihen, and it says the mishmar it's obvious you can make a bracha on these tzitzis. Not just that you could wear them, but you could also make a bracha on them. Okay. Now let's finish here the rest of this halacha in the Ramah. So the Mechaber just finished telling us, v'halacha kisvar rishoina, not like Rabbeinu Tam. But the Mechaber said, in a situation where you could be choishish, toiv lochush l'svar Rabbeinu Tam, says the Ramah, v'noyegin ke Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says, no, the minig is like Rabbeinu Tam. That you have to have yud beis gudlim, kosher. V'koshikein im dikdek, even more so if you were careful to make sure that the four ends stay on one side, like we said, you make a slip knot when you start making your tzitzis, and then
if three strings on the other side will rip, it's definitely going to be possible. The ozvadai nisaku shloisha chutim, because then definitely you have three strings that are not kosher, that are ripped. In nisaku vishnei tzadin nami possible, and if it ripped on both sides, also going to be possible. Shema shloisha chutim heim, because maybe it's three separate strings. Okay, that was if I'll continue now with if beis mechaber tells us heichad tzorich de aniva. In a situation where you need kedei aniva, you need enough string that you can make. In other words, your tzitzis ripped. You started with kosher tzitzis, your base gudlim, and then it ripped. Mitoch shachutim ovim and yochel onvam. However, because you're using extra thick strings, extra thick tzitzis, which we say over here, we'll say that you should use really benini, medium size. You're not able to bend it. You're not able to make the bow. V'ilu hayadakim, but if the strings themselves were thinner, you would be able to make the aniva. Hayah behem kedei aniva, it's kosher. So therefore, it's still kosher. And once again, the reason for that is because the length is there. There's a technical difficulty that you're not able to bend it. We're not concerned with this technical difficulty that you can't bend it because l'maisa you still have the proper length. Hagol masharinon, masharinon, bechutim, benonim, and we evaluate this kedei aniva with medium size string. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Yud Beis, one line. The reason why it's kosher d'ha aruchin hein bechdei aniva rak menei oivi eino yochel anoiv. The reason is because they are long enough. It's just that you have a problem here that because of the thickness you can't make the bow. Let's finish here. Simen Yud Beis kedei aniva. L'Rashi min ha'onof l'ri afilo nechtoch kol ha'onof l'aynisha kedei aniva elo min ha'gdil is kosher. Minneka oilum k'Rashi v'heichod d'lei efshur yesh ismaich al'ri. Okay, what are we saying here? If you take a look at your tzitzis, there are two parts to your tzitzis. One, the first part is the gedil. The gedil is the part when you have the knots and the wrappings around it. That's called the gedil. Then you have the onuf. The onuf are the strings, the straight strings that hang down. So now let's read these words again. What is kedei aniva? How much of kedei aniva do you have to have? So Rashi says, l'Rashi min ha'onuf. Rashi says you have to have kedei aniva of the onuf, of the straight part of the string. Not with any wrappings, chulyus or the wrappings, and the ksharim. U'l'ri afilo nechtach kol ha'onuf. So the Ri is more lenient. The Ri says, even if your whole entire onuf is ripped, you only have the kedei aniva from the gedil, the Ri says it's still kosher. Minag oilum kirashi. The Mechaber then concludes, the minag oilum is like Rashi. In a situation where you have no other choice, and we'll see in the Mishnah what he means by that, then you can rely on the Ri, who says that just as long as you have the gedil, you can make a kedei aniva. Can make a bow from the gedil, that's still kosher. Says the Mishmar Sef Katan Yud Gimel, Yesh Esmoich Al Ri, Umut the little boy Shabeged, and could wear the garment. Ulel with Sef Alev at the Kosov, and earlier in Sef Alev, this that we said, Heichi the Efshe, Toiv Lachush Asvar Sabinu Tam. So earlier, around 5 minutes ago, we said in a situation when you could be concerned for Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, you should be Chayshish for it. That's a situation where it's easy to find other pairs of tzitzis. But you don't have to search after them if it's not so accessible. Or if you're going to lose out from tefillah b'tzibur. That's what it means. We should be concerned for Svaras Rabbeinu Tam to fix its tzitzis. In our situation, where it's not possible, situation where you can't find any tzitzis, then you could rely on Shitas Hari. That the Ri said, all you need is kedei aniva from the kedil, which means the part that sits on the closer to the garment that has the wrappings and the ksharm. However, you should not make a bracha on it. Why not? Because maybe you pass like Rashi. They got masa lotzes by bishabso shusarabin. Not only can you not make a bracha, you can also not go out into public area with it. Because maybe it's considered that you're carrying it on Shabbos. Because zeh yish lahachshe bishasat chak gam benisak tzas megedil mamish. He says in this case we can rely b'shas elchak to mekayim the mitzvah, not that you're going out to a public place on Shabbos, or not that you make a bracha with it, but b'shas elchak will say, if it's, you just have the gedil, the wrappings, and the ksharim, we'll say it's kosher still. V'dah, this whole discussion is nothing to talk about, nothing discussing if it's nifsa kachut b'makam nekev, in the place where the hole is. In other words, like this, when you have the garment, and we discussed previously that the hole has to be in the right place, three finger breaths from the bottom and three finger breaths from the side. Now, that being the case, if one of those strings that wrap around the hole is ripped, the shama fil l'ri pasum netayr. Even the Ri will say, in that case, it's possum with the Raisa, the tzitzah possum with the Raisa. O Pashat, the Chshenich Solim, the tzitzah tzarech la Pashtoi, v'leim handi lamoy dal omdoi, shalo yelich dal aramus. Now, let's say the person is wearing tzitzahs. The tzitzahs are possum. So it doesn't help to stand in one place and then not take it off. No, because you're wearing possum tzitzahs. You're wearing a beged that has possum tzitzahs. Because we discussed earlier that one shouldn't try not to walk more than Dalet Amos. One should not walk around without tzitzis on. Here, if it says, Loi mehani lamoy dal omdo yishu lo yelech Dalet Amos. Dein din Dalet Amos elu lo hoylech bili tzitzis. This discussion of walking without tzitzis, Dalet Amos, that's if you don't have tzitzis at all. But over here, you're wearing puzzled tzitzis. Doesn't help anything. Gam lo yisakin et tzitzis bo'id hatalos olof elu poishto el misakili. Furthermore, a person should not be fixing the tzitzis while he's wearing it. Why not? Because you're wearing a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis. So take off the four-cornered garment, take off the beged, then fix it, then put it back on. Mr. Shimon continuing with Simon Yud Gimel next year.